Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Two NYPD officers are recovering today after being shot while pursuing a robbery suspect last night in Queens.
Just 6 hours after being shot in this confrontation with a robbery suspect, officers Christopher Abreu and Richard Yaruso coming right out of Elmhurst to go home to recover and getting a hero's welcome from their colleagues. The injured officers, both 26 years old, working out of the 115th precinct from Elmhurst. Pat Hendry, the PBA president.
Thankfully, these two heroic police officers were out in the street tonight, confronting a violent individual, putting their lives on the line.
As for the suspect, 19 years old, Bernardo Raul Castro Mata, who had been shot in the ankle, cops saying he came in from Venezuela illegally through Texas last July and was living in a migrant shelter here in Queens. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, East Elmhurst.
And the NYPD is asking for your help finding a man wanted for an attempted robbery at a subway station in Queens. Police say just after noon last Thursday, that man approached a 45-year-old man at the 69th Street station in Woodside, pulled out a gun, and demanded his victim's property. When the man refused, the would-be robber fled aboard a train. We have a picture of the suspect at 1010winds.com. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-577-TIPS. The Cricket World Cup is bringing people from all over the country to Nassau County.
People are coming from around the corner here to Eisenhower Park and from other states.
We are from Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin, wow!
Yeah, we never had a cricket game here, and when we learned that Sri Lanka team is coming here, I mean, we had to come.
And this man is 75 years young, and he had a big smile on his face.
Very excited because I played the game in Guyana, grew up playing cricket, so it's part of my life.
Another man from New Jersey tells me he checked going to a Cricket World Cup off his bucket list.
I grew up in the Caribbean. There's two popular sports in my country. There's cricket and there's football. So, I mean, living here in the U.S. now and cricket is coming here is like, You know, it's like back home, you know?
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Meadow, Long Island.
A new report says families with young kids are leaving the five boroughs for less expensive places. Households with young children make up 14% of the city's population, but they represent 30% of those getting out of town. The departing New Yorkers are blaming child care costs, escalating rents, rising food prices, and inflation in general. And there's the ongoing battle over proposed cuts to pre-K and 3K. Census data shows that this exodus from the city makes up 90% of New York State's total departures. Well, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum has launched a program called New York First Mondays. The first every Monday of every month, like today, anyone with a valid New York State ID gets in for free. You can book your visit at 911memorial.org/firstmondays. Caitlin Levy is a founding member of the 9/11 Memorial Visionary Network.
A lot of New Yorkers haven't visited the museum, despite how long the museum has been open. And, you know, it's important that we, you know, continue the legacy of 9/11 and 9/12.
The museum is celebrating 10 years of operation. Admission is always free for 9/11 family members and people eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program. The City Department of Transportation has launched the first of its monthly sign drops. Well, think like a sneaker drop, but with real commemorative New York City street signs. The first one, in honor of Pride Month, is for Christopher Street Stonewall Place. The limited edition of 50 signs will be sold online at City Store for $75 apiece. And they're selling one per customer, please. Proceeds will benefit the city's general fund.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.